Yeah, the message that he sent. Creepy message. And I had to block him.
I don't think I've ever had to block anyone.
Oh, I have to block people. Oh, wait, we're going to just save this. We'll save it. You'd be like, Rachel, tell your story. Yes, let's do this. You know, why don't we have this in between some of the episodes? Like, long story short date. Right? Long story short date.
Long story short date. No?
Should we have this on air?
No, let's just do it right now.
Okay, yes, so we don't have to have alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nerve fails to...
Here, I found it. Okay, I know what to
say. You already found it? Mm-hmm. The text message.
Mm-hmm. You're recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow!
You wanted it to be, like, super... Okay. Impromptu?
Alright, let's... Alright, so this is something that happened back in February, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, it stuck with me. What are you playing there?
I'm just noodling around.
Just noodling around?
This is what you told me to do, so I'm literally going by your script.
Okay, we're gonna start right now.
Starting right now. Okay. So... Rachel, tell me about your story.
Which one?
The
third date rule?
The third date rule, okay.
Okay.
Let's do that one.
I didn't even know there was such thing as a third date rule. Apparently there is, okay? This is something that happened to me in February. I went on a few dates with this guy. I didn't know if I liked him yet. I wasn't sure how I felt about him. And we were talking over a text message. We had been on a few dates. Like, we went to Hot Pot. Have you ever had Hot Pot before?
What's that?
It's basically like an Asian version of Melting Pot. So you basically get the meat and the veggies and you put it all into...
Melting Pot being the thing that you... throw the cheese.
Yeah, okay. Except it's not cheese. Like, they have all different kinds of soup bases, and you pick the one you want. So, like, let's say you want, like, Tom Yum or something like that, or like a Thai base. You would do that, like a coconut or like a chicken broth, and it becomes very hot. They put it on, it's like boiling hot, and you grab veggies like mushrooms and bok choy, and you stick it in the pot, dumplings, all that stuff, and it cooks. And you pull it out, like, you leave it in for 2 to 4 minutes, depending on what it is. You pull it out and you eat it. Okay. So we had been to Hot Pot together in a few different places, and we were just kind of getting to know each other. He actually worked for CBS Sports, and he used to run their podcast. I don't know if he still does.
How funny.
Right, yeah, soccer specific. It was soccer specific. But,
CBS Sports, okay.
Yeah, CBS Sports. I was just like, oh, look at this guy. Okay, he seems to be, you know, he has his stuff together. He works for a very good company, very interesting job. And he knew I had the podcast. I'm like, hey, maybe we can work together on a few things. You can give me a few pointers on how to do the production. And yeah, we just had a lot in common. We just seemed to connect. He was from Texas. It was like some city in Texas that I have a friend, a girlfriend who lives out there, and she works for Exxon or Mobil. It's one of those like gas oil type of cities. And coincidentally, his family is from that area. And yeah, we met on one of the dating apps. I believe it was Bumble. It was Bumble. And so we went on a few dates, but this is where it got interesting.
Starting on the first one?
No, the first one, I didn't see any red flags. I was just like, okay, he seems normal. It was forgettable. It was like a basic first date. We seemed to hit it off. I think we might have even got like a smoothie, like a green smoothie at Press and Grind in Fort Lauderdale. But everything was going okay. I still didn't know how I felt about this guy. I knew him for less than two or three weeks. This is how the text message went. This is when things were, it got really kind of strange, because I thought things were progressing and we were getting to know each other. I'm going to read you this text, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm going to read it to you. Let me get a sip of water, because
right,
I feel like I
water.
Need it.
Not really, it's water.
It's a glass of vodka. Just kidding, vodka's not my thing. I'm a whiskey gal.
It's unalcoholic vodka.
Yes! So, rubbing alcohol. Kind of, right?
Or water?
It's water, yeah, it's water. It's potatoes. Okay. This was February 9th. Okay, in the afternoon, okay? He says, looking forward to that old fashioned finally. And he did a little winky face. And when I saw that text, I was like, what does that mean? If somebody says, I can't wait to try your old fashioned. I mean, I had told him that I am studying mixology. Like I am taking lessons and I have a really good old fashioned. I told him that.
Okay.
So he said, oh, I can't wait to try that. But at this stage of us dating, I just didn't feel comfortable allowing him into my apartment, because I would either have to have him at my apartment or I'd have to go to his house. And I didn't know this guy. And when you start going into people's intimate spaces, like if it's just the two of you in an apartment or a house, it just feels like it would lead to sex. It just feels like it would be sex.
No, the boundaries are not there anymore.
No, the boundaries? No, I just feel like it's all the boundaries are off. There's nobody around. Like, it's not the public. People behave differently in private than they would in public, right? So when I got that message, I just didn't know how I felt about him. And I really wanted to take things slow. Like, I didn't want him to come over to my house, like where I have my son every other week, and my dog and my family pictures and all my stuff. Like, I don't know this guy. And we weren't there yet. I think we had just been on a few dates. We weren't there. If we had been dating for several weeks, several months, okay, yeah, things are getting serious. Let's do that. So he texted Saturday night, looking forward to that old fashioned finally with a winky face. So then I responded like this. Oh, I don't want to give you the wrong impression. Right now, I'm in a wonderful place. It took 3 years to find peace and happiness again. And with that said, I'm taking my dating life slower in 2023. That's the only way to develop a loving relationship. Connection is formed over conversation. That means I have to make a conscious decision not to have sex with anyone before we have mutually decided on exclusivity. That's my rule. I'm looking for a deeper connection. My old-fashioned is spectacular. We are not quite to the point where I feel comfortable having you at my apartment or going to your apartment.
Like, my old-fashioned is great, but I'm also old-fashioned.
Yeah, like, it's like my... Exactly. It's like, my old-fashioned's great, but I'm trying to be a little old-fashioned here. And liquor behind intimate closed doors with two single people is always dangerous. We just aren't there yet. It wasn't a rejection by me. It was just like I want to take things slow, because when I first became single on the market 2020, you know, I went really fast. I had never dated anybody else, never been with anybody else. So, you know, I had my period of life that most people experience in college. As soon as I became single, I just dated a bunch of people. I didn't have my boundaries up like I should have. And now I'm at a place in 2023 where I just want to take it slow. Not saying I want you to us to just be friends. I'm saying let's take it slow and easy, right? So to this, he responded.
Immediately, or did he take his time?
Oh, he responded exactly 7 minutes later. So not a long time, but not like immediately, because immediately would have been like a minute or two. So he read it and took his time because he was the type of person that would respond to text messages immediately. Some people are not like that. Like, they'll take ages to respond to a text message. Sometimes take a while to respond. I do get the messages immediately. Just sometimes I need to like arrange my response before I reply, kind of deal.
Yeah. Get your thoughts
together. Yeah. I gotta get my thoughts together. Yeah, my text message said, "We just aren't there yet." And he replied 7 minutes later, "Fair point. You're paying for dinner the next time I take you out. It's all about equality and partnership. So choose what you want. Your move." Okay. So he was saying, the next time I take you out on a date, you're paying for yourself. Because I said that I wasn't ready for him to come over to my house to try my old fashioned.
Yeah, that a little bit rash.
Right?
Yeah.
I was just really blown away. And of course I had to respond to that. Who says that? Like, what kind of response is that? Like, I tell you I want to take it slow. It's not a rejection, like, I don't like you. She's like, I just don't know how I feel about you. You know, for instance, like, with my ex-husband, I mean, granted, it was high school, so it's a little bit different, but him and I, we were friends for an entire year before I finally said, all right, I'll date you. And then once we dated, it was just like, it was kind of meant to be for the moment. So,
If he had actually being cool with it and then done the old-fashioned the next time, then maybe that was the difference, but
the move on his part, in my eyes, I mean, he doesn't think the way I think, but the move should have been like basically that he's listening and he's like, we could take it as slow as you want. That's how he should have reacted. And me hearing that from somebody who's a potential partner saying, like, we will take things as slow as you need to take them, means that he's listening to me when I'm talking. And I just feel like in a partnership, each person has to be heard and understood. So him saying, like, next time I take you out, Rachel, you're paying for your own dinner, I was just, like, shocked.
I mean, even if that's what he actually wanted to say, there's way better ways to say it.
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah, next time I take you out to dinner, you're going to pay for your own meal. So choose what you want. Your move. That's what he says to me. Your move. So I wrote back, okay. So you equate taking a girl to dinner as a payment for sex. You haven't been genuinely investing in pursuing a potential relationship. And then he wrote, I have, and you have been very distant. I want to know that we are on the same page. And then he kept on asking me to call him. And at this point, I'm like, I don't want to call this guy. And he's like calling me nonstop. I'm like, I don't want to talk to this guy. Like, he just showed me his cards.
Yeah, that's a...
Who says that? Especially over text. So weird. I don't even like to write these things on text, but I just felt like I had to because it seemed like he had an expectation. So I said to him, I'm like, we're in the courting phase and dating's an investment. I want to know the man I'm going to invest my life with is financially sound and able to support a relationship. When two people enter into an actual exclusive relationship, then going half makes sense. But right now, that's kind of like my test. Like, I want to make sure that you financially have your side. Like, for instance, what if I get pregnant and I can't work for several months? I want to know whoever I'm with can financially support the household. So it's kind of a test on my part to make sure, can this guy afford a $4 coffee? Like, is it a problem for him to go out to dinners? Like, what is his financial standing? And a lot of people are like, oh, I'm just looking for love. We're just looking for love. I need to find the right person. I get that. But you also want to make sure the person you're going in partnership, it's kind of like a business. You want to make sure that person is on the same level as your lifestyle. And I have a good lifestyle. I'm not rich or anything like that. But I want to make sure if I go on vacation that the other person can support their half. So the courting phase, it shows me, like, are they up for it? Like, can they support? And so when I told him about, when I said the courting phase and all this, like, going half makes sense if you're in an exclusive relationship. And he went on to say how, like, women use him for free food and this and that. He's like, you have no idea, Rachel, what I've been through, what women have done to me. And I'm like, I get it, but that's not me. I'm not doing that. I'm genuinely pursuing a possible relationship here. Yeah. I was like, I never did that. And your statements here make it seem like you feel like I'm doing that to you. And I'm not. And this is what he said. He's like, you paid for tea. That's it. I never said anything. And I'm like, what's your expectation? He got upset because I only paid, like, he said he had never gone to bubble tea, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to show you bubble tea. And I took him to one of my favorite places after we went to Hot Pot. I'm like, you've got it. Like, he got dinner. And then I was like, okay, let me take you out for bubble tea. And I bought him bubble tea and we had bubble tea. He's like, this is amazing. Never had this before. I can't believe I haven't had it before. And I'm like, yeah, I wanted you to experience it.
Right. But then, it's a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And you're inviting him to the experience.
Yeah. Like, he invited me to a date and I was like, okay, well, I'm inviting you basically for dessert, for drinks, you know? And so I paid for the tea. And here he's like complaining because I only paid for tea. I was like, well, I didn't realize what the expectation was here. You know, it's so bizarre. And then he went on to say something to the effect of, when I asked what his expectation was, and he's like, to date an equal, and right now you're not. I've spent over $800 on dinners, and you bought tea. You have to see my point.
Well, he didn't buy you $800 worth of dinner.
I like, what? What do you mean $800 worth of dinners? Okay.
Is he keeping tabs on
I'm like, literally, Excel he's sheet? Keeping my tab on file to see how much the dinner was with me. I did not order anything extravagant. In fact, we went on one date to a place called Mama Hank's. Have you been to Mama Hank's?
No.
Okay. Mama Hank's is in Flagler Village. Have you been to Chops and Hops?
I think that most of the places you're going to be telling me are complete question marks to me.
Really?
So,
okay.
Enlighten me.
All right, I'll enlighten you and the listeners of our long story short date.
Uh-huh.
So, Chops and Hops is an axe throwing bar. So they have delicious drinks. Like, they have a center bar, and then they have several different areas where you can do axe throwing. But in there, there's also a speakeasy that a lot of people don't know about, and it's called Mama Hank's. I know about it because
inside the place?
It's hidden.
Right, okay.
You have to make reservations, and the way you get to it is you walk through the liquor store that's also owned by the same people. I believe it's owned by the same people as Chops and Hops, the liquor store right next door. So you walk through the liquor store and you go to, I think it was a phone booth or something. I can't remember. It's been so long. I've only been there once. And you walk through there, like it's like a door. It ends up turning into a door. And you walk through and they seat you at a specific place in the bar. Like, they have these little statues, like a globe statue. I think they have like a bowl statue. They're like little gold statues. And that's your place marker where you sit in the bar.
Okay.
And so it's these like delicious craft cocktails. You know, they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff with flames, and you know, they got specialty syrups that they made. It took maybe them like 3 days to make these syrups. You know, those types of places, like a speakeasy.
They went far and above too. Like, please their customer base.
Yeah, and so when he asked me where I wanted to go, I gave him a list of places that I had never been to, different price ranges, not like anything crazy. Like, I wasn't like, hey, let's go to room 901. It's $50 minimum per person. I didn't do that. Like, I was just like, here's some places I think you'll find fantastic, because I think he likes whiskey as well. And so we went to Mama Hank's and we sat down and we just got to talking. And somehow I mentioned, because I was talking about different types of whiskeys. He's like, what do you drink? And this and that. We were talking about Widow Jane, Eagle Rare, and he was telling me that he has Eagle Rare, and I was like so impressed because it's so hard to find. And then we were talking about Pappy. Pappy is so expensive and hard to find. It's like $1,000 or something.
Whenever, what is that?
Pappy. Pappy Van Winkle, I believe. Yeah, Pappy. So Pappy is very pricey. If you go and order that at a bar, I think it, like 1 ounce or 2 ounce is $70.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. It just depends on what year also, like 15 year or whatever. I don't know. I think there's a 10 year, 15 year. I don't know. But I saw they had it there. And that's why it sparked the conversation. We started talking. I'm like, yeah, I've never had Pappy. Have you ever had Pappy? And he's like, no. And I was telling him about it just like I'm telling you right now. And we were sipping on our drinks at that point. I got some sort of spin on a whiskey sour. It's got to have the egg white. It's got to have egg white mixed in. If it's not a frothy drink, I'm probably not drinking it. I like the really frothy drinks. So I was drinking my cocktail. He's drinking an old fashioned, I believe. And we got to talking about Pappy. He ends up ordering the Pappy, like signaling for the waitress to come over, the mixologist to come over. And he orders like an ounce or two of Pappy.
Okay.
And then gives it to me. And he's like, I want you to try it. I'm like, oh, wow, what a gesture. Like, okay, like you don't have to do that, but that's such a nice gesture. So with dates like that, if you're buying a $70 shot plus 20% gratuity or whatever it is in tax, it's going to probably add up to a hefty amount of money. I mean, I did not order that. I was fine with my $15 drink.
Right.
You know, my whiskey sour. So he ordered that. And then he ordered like the Wagyu beef or something for us to share. So he was ordering all of these very...
Going all out.
Yeah, he was putting on a show.
Right.
Which I don't really understand, because I feel like if you can't support that kind of lifestyle, why are you showing a woman that that's your lifestyle when it's not your lifestyle? You know,
this wasn't the first date.
Oh, that was the first or second date. Okay. That was the second date, because the first date, I believe, was we had green juice together.
Right, the green juice.
Yeah. So this was the first real date, but it's technically second date, right? But who does that? It was like Wagyu beef or like bone marrow or something eccentric like that. So I don't know how much he spent on that. I can only imagine. But you don't invite somebody out. You don't say, hey, come with me on this date, and then keep a tab on how much money you're spending on them.
Just hold on, let me put it on my Excel sheet in my phone right now. All right, we're good now.
So, like, was he adding up how much it was going to take in order to get to a blowjob? Like, I'm trying to wonder.
How many drinks?
How many drinks does it take to get to the center of... Yeah. So, yeah, he's like, I spent over $800 on dinner. You bought tea. You have to see my point. And then he said this, every person I know tells me to leave you, but I don't want to. I'm like, what is this guy talking about? Leave you? We're not even together. He was like 32. 32. Everybody tells me to leave you. We're not together. I just met you like 2 weeks ago.
I mean, the fact that he has to talk to other people about it says something.
What does that say? I mean, as a man, like, what does that say, Alejandro?
Well, I feel if I have to ask more than one person, because he said people, right?
Yeah.
To have me live the other person, I mean, in the first place, why do I have to go to other people to, you know, get a
opinion,
an opinion on what to do about something? Like, I should be able to know what to do at this point, especially 2 weeks into knowing someone.
And he's talking about me to other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, family members. I don't talk to my parents about people I've been on a few dates with. Right?
Right.
So
that's my point.
Yeah, it's a little bit interesting. So when he said that, I stopped messaging him. And then the next day, so I stopped messaging him. That was at 6:50 p.m. on that day. The next day at 1:22 p.m., he says, "Hey," and I still don't reply to it. Because I'm just offended at this point. Like, you're telling me you're talking about me to other people. You're clearly emotionally unstable. And you're tallying up how much money you spent on me in order to have sex with me. It doesn't make any sense. I don't really understand it. And then it was another day. And then he said, like, it was basically 2 days later and I had not responded. And he said, "I want to apologize for what I said earlier. I lashed out and that's not fair to you. I know it was wrong and changed nothing. Want you to know that at least."
Okay.
And then I said, "Thank you," and put a white heart.
Does that the white heart mean anything in particular?
Yeah, it means, it's for me, if I put a white heart, it's like very neutral and it's not a romantic thing at all.
Oh, okay.
Like this is me, like, sending my best wishes to you.
Okay. Good to know.
Thank you. I'm sending these good wishes to you. I want to be...
Blessings.
My blessings, but I'm right. Out. I'm out. That's what it means for me in the dating world. Like, hope you get some help. That's what it means for me. We did end up speaking on the phone one point. So we did end up speaking on the phone and he explained himself. 'Cause I think he called me after I said, "Thank you." Like thank you with the neutral heart. Like, then he called me and he started talking to me and I was just like, I don't know. After some of the things that you said, it really affected me because it made it seem like you were going on dates with me in order to have sex with me. And he's like, "Well, you know, I'm just going by what society has said. You know, the third date."
Oh, okay. That's where we started. Okay. What's the third date?
Yeah. So I was like, "What's the third date? I don't understand." And he's like, "I was just really looking forward to the third date." And I was like, "Well, what's the third date? Why don't you tell me what the third date is?"
Trifecta of dates.
Yeah. And he said to me, "Well, you know, third date, sex."
Okay.
I'm like, "Who says that?" I literally said to him, "Who said the third date is sex?" He's like, "Well, everybody knows the third date is sex." I'm like, "Who's everybody? Because this is news to me." Like, he thought that was an actual rule, that women have sex with you on the third date. I'm like, is this a me problem at this point? Am I the one that's, like, not doing what I'm supposed to do with the dating world? Because I've never heard of that. Like, third date is sex. And then I think somebody later on told me that it was on How I Met Your Mother or one of those shows, the third
probably
date.
Probably that's something that Barney Stinson would kind of say or do. But yeah, that was new to me. I've never heard that.
Third date rule. I've heard of the third day rule. Like, when you don't talk to somebody, you wait 3 days to build that, like...
Which is still silly.
It's still such a game, because if you really like somebody, why are you waiting 3 days? 3 days nowadays is an eternity. If I didn't get a message back from... Like, let's say I went on a great date with somebody and I don't get a message back from them... for 3 days, I'm going to think that you didn't enjoy the date. And then if you message me in 3 days, I'm going to be completely uninterested in ever seeing you again, because I'm going to think that you've probably been talking to some other women and you weren't into it. So right. I'm not into it now. You understand? Like, it's, think about it. Like with Amazon, you order something off of Amazon.
Okay. Let's do the, analogies.
Yeah, we'll do the analogy.
Rachel, like, analogy.
The Rachel analogies, Amazon, right? you order something off Amazon and it takes 3 days to get delivered to you. And there's a lot of stuff that will be Amazon either day of or next day delivery. And everybody's like fast, 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 all about it fast, right? But that, you don't get that package for 3 days. You're just kind of like, what happened? Why didn't I get this package? What happened to it? Like after the first day, you're like trying to track it. Where'd it go? Yeah. 3 days is a lot nowadays, especially since everybody has their phone attached to them at the hip. Like your phone is always in your pocket. So for people to say, yeah, I just wasn't near my phone, or I just don't text, I'm not a good texter and things like that, I don't really get that, because you get the message immediately. It pops up, it dings. Sometimes it dings if you have the sound on. I think there's really no excuse for somebody to wait 3 days to text you back.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's a little bit out of spite maybe, and that's still, that's still too much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If you wait 3 days, it means that you're not emotionally stable enough to solve a situation at the present moment when it's still, you know, when it's still hot, when things are not settled and details are going to be forgotten.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, to me, it just means you have priorities that are not aligned necessarily with my priorities, right? I don't know. Do you expect that? Like, I'm going to turn the tables on you, Alejandro.
God. I knew this was going to happen.
Oh, no. Are you prepared?
Help me, please.
Do you, like, on a third date, do you have expectation on a third date?
I think it really depends on the person.
Yeah.
It depends on the previous dates. I mean, I have my golden rule of never on the first date, no matter what. From there on, I think it really depends on how it goes. I don't feel I need to know a person in that level so quick. Because in the past, I have, and it's been disappointing.
Yeah.
Like you say in most of your stories. so I don't really... If it's going well by the third date and it's going to happen, so be it. But sometimes it might be the fourth.
Yeah. But you're not on a text message telling, like, berating a woman because she like, tells you you're not going to have sex yet. Like,
no. I mean, if that person really matters to me, it, like, that's something kind of secondary, you know?
Yeah, exactly. How is that person going to be in a relationship? I don't know.
Yeah, you tell me.
Yeah, it's a compromise, right? And if they're not understanding that early on, that's a huge red flag for any kind of potential relationship that follows.
Well, I mean, also... as a guy, it is important to, like, set boundaries in your head.
Yeah.
If you're in front of a very attractive woman, then things are going to start going through your head, but you got to also, like, make sure that your feet are in the ground and you're not in your head.
Exactly.
So it requires a little bit of mental effort, but it should be handled.
Not in a, hey, next time I ask you on a date, you're paying for yourself.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much.
Gee, thanks. Like, thanks. It's so nice. So I actually told my dad about this story, like, a few months ago. I told my dad about it. I don't usually tell him about dates ever, but it just came up. I think he might have overheard me talking to my mom. And it came up, and I told him the story, and I'm like, yeah, Dad, this guy said that... basically, since I won't have sex with him, the next time that he takes me out, I'm gonna pay for myself. And then he's like, so you never saw that guy again, right? kind of like, nope. So he gets it.
Right.
Like, I love it. Oh my god. That guy. And he kept messaging me. I had to block him. Because he would not stop messaging me. One random Saturday, he messaged, I'll pick you up at 1:30.
Just like out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And I was just like, I think you have the wrong girl. I think you have the wrong person. He's like, no, I meant you. I want to be spontaneous. And I'm like, that's great. I have family plans today. But thanks. Thanks. No, thank you.
Bold move.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
But not in the context.
Yeah.
That he was in.
Well, it also, it was mini golf, like indoor mini golf at this place. It was like, it's like neon lighting, like black light lighting. It looked really cool. And it was during the day, but I, you know, I had like family things going on. I was like, I'm with my son. And he said, oh, bring him. And I was just like, I'm not going to bring my son in front of somebody I've been on a few dates with that I don't even want to see again.
That told you the things that he told you?
Yeah, just no. Like, I, yeah, after the things you said to me, I definitely don't feel safe bringing any family member, not even my dog, around you. I'm sorry. Don't feel comfortable. But he kept on persisting. Like, I didn't say some of that stuff. Like, it was, I was thinking it in my head. It just, like, was really nice. And I said, yeah, like, no, I have other things going on.
Yeah, family plans.
But then he would start, like, sending me reservation confirmations about, like, this Korean barbecue place he booked at Hard Rock Casino for two. And he's like, I'll see you there at 7:30.
You should introduce him to the Beatles.
What do you
show
mean?
Him a song, Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love? I love that.
Can't Buy Me Love. No, I forgot it.
Oh, you forgot it?
I don't know how the legalities of covers on, on like podcasts and things like that are. So I don't know
either. That's good to know, because a lot of podcasts will like have like little excerpts of songs or rhythms in it, but
I don't think Paul would be. I mean, maybe it's cool that I get a chance to meet Paul.
But Paul's
maybe
in dead.
Court, but
isn't Paul dead?
What? No. Paul's not dead.
No, you know, like that conspiracy thing that they said years ago.
Fake Paul.
That he's fake Paul. He's not real Paul.
Yeah.
Paul is dead. He's been dead for a while.
I can settle for fake Paul.
Well, fake Paul.
Bring
still,
Ringo too. That's
yeah.
That's okay
fake
with
Paul
me.
still owns the catalog. So
isn't it Michael Jackson actually?
I think he lost rights to that. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh.
It was Michael Jackson, but I don't know who has it now that the estate is like he's not alive. I don't know. I don't know who that goes to. His daughter? Does it go to his daughter?
Isn't she dead as well?
I don't know.
Didn't she die recently?
Probably. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so now it's a big question mark. And we'll have to look that up.
Hopefully back to Ringo or fake Paul.
Fake Paul.
Or any of the sons or kids or whoever.
Yeah. But long story short,
the 3-date rule.
The 3-date rule is not a thing, guys. Sorry to burst your bubble. Do you want to do like a zoom at the end? Zoom.
Oh, look, it's still recording.
Yeah.
Good. What?
Like, the third date is not a rule. Like, hate to burst your bubble. Zoom. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
The third date, it's not a rule.
I should make a different rule.
Something like that?
Maybe. Sounds cool. The third date, there is no rule. There is no third date rule. Yes.
Okay.
No third date rule. I'm going to make it like a 30-date rule. Let's see how much I can rack it up. because I'm just in it for free food. I want a burger with somebody I despise just to have that burger in my mouth.
I wonder if what's better, the taste of the burger or the taste of freedom?
The taste of freedom.
Yeah, not being chained to a guy's wallet for tasty burgers must be quite a feeling.
Oh, and $800. That's still not enough for me to taste his burgers.
Is that where I...
If you enjoy this episode today, feel free to send it to a friend in need. If you're listening on Apple, take a moment to write a review. I truly appreciate all of you. You all help keep this podcast alive. If you have any questions or your own fucked up story to share, feel free to slide into my DMs at datingpodcast. To help us grow, click on the Support the Show link in the description of this episode. By supporting us, you help us expand our content and upgrade the show. Get early access to episodes and exclusive perks. Subscribe now on Patreon.